International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, you know who I am. I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show for 16 years. This month, OMG, so happy, so grateful that you made a decision to join me today. And guess what? I believe that the Spirit of God has attracted you here. Some of you have been praying, asking, searching, feeling some kind of way. And today, whatever time it is where you are, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, that it is the right time for you to receive what you've been searching for on the inside. You know, God said he wants your joy to be full. I had somebody text me today, one of my clients, and they were, after they removed some stuff that had been messing with them on the inside, they said, you know, my joy is full. So that's what I want for you today. Open up your heart, open up your spirit, because we're going to be talking about money and abundance, and I'm going to be coaching you on that. Well, it's been a great week here in the ATL. I can't tell if it's winter or spring. Sometimes I have my fireplace on, and other times I get too hot. And if you're watching me on video, I had on a different top than what I have on now because I got too hot. Anyway, I know that's too much information, but I'm grateful, thankful for all of you. You are my extended family, and for that, I am radically grateful. Follow me on social media, everybody, on IG and TikTok, Law of Attraction Constance. My YouTube is Constance Arnold, Facebook, Coach with Constance, and email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com and let me know, how are you doing? How are your goals and intentions coming along? I love to hear from you. So we're going to get right to it. I have one of my clients as my guest, and I'm going to let her share her experience around money and buying a new car. So, and it's funny, it's not funny, but it's taken me 4 years to learn how to pronounce her name correctly. So, Karen, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. How did I do?
You did pretty good. It's Karen, but you
Karen. Oh, my God. How are you doing today? And you're in what beautiful city?
I am in the great sunny state of South Carolina, Somerville, which is 30 minutes from Charleston.
Well, I tell you, she's very accomplished. She retired from the military. Thank you so much for your service. She has a highfalutin job, and she's all of that. But even with that, she needed coaching. How long have we been coaching together?
We have been coaching for 3 years.
3 years. Is that all? It seems longer.
Almost 3 years. Mm-hmm.
And you've been to my retreats and everything.
To your retreats. I love the retreats. Can't wait for the next retreat. As a shameless plug, if anybody get a chance to go to the retreat, I would definitely suggest it. It moves you up to the next level.
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. So we want to hear what you have to say. Speak up a little bit louder, Karen. Okay. So I want to talk about you and that car, because when we first started coaching, you said, Constance, I want this Volvo. So talk about that Volvo.
So when we first started coaching, there were a few things that I had that I really wanted to manifest. And of course, we talked about it. I think initially it was during COVID. So we did our virtual. It was a virtual group. And that's kind of how we started there. But with the Volvo, I wanted this Volvo XC90 SUV. I have been wanting this car for This SUV, I don't even know how long I've been wanting it. I see it on the streets, and but in my mind, I kept thinking, I can't afford that, but that's what I want. And so I think I brought it to the group along with some other things. I will tell you, it's been on my manifest, my vision board for the last 3 or 4 years, and I put it back on there every year.
And you know what I said to her was stop wanting and start having.
Right.
Because she had been talking about year one, talking about year two. So I said, I want you to take that picture of that car off of that vision board and go to the dealer and test drive that car. And what tell me your experience around that. The first time, did you hide from me? And I said, I want you to take a picture and send it to me.
So you told me that to go test drive the car. And when you said it in my mind, I'm thinking, I'm not getting ready to go see these people and test drive this car. And I know I'm not going to get it. But I said, okay, I'll go test drive it. And so I kind of hemmed and hawed because I just kind of felt like, well, I can't afford it right now. Why am I going? So when it was close to our next meeting, I knew I had to come back to this meeting and I had to give you an update because we always update. And so you said, take a picture. So I knew I couldn't just say, okay, I did it. So part of me going, even when I didn't believe, was because you said, go do it, take a picture. And so I went, test drove the car, took a picture of me in it. And actually, the color of the inside of the car that I took a picture of is the color of the inside of the car that I'm driving now. And I actually put that picture on my vision board, for the next couple years. But yeah, I did it. It's kind of like having just a little bit of faith. I guess I had a
Yeah.
little mustard seed faith. I didn't have big faith at that time.
And that's okay because I knew that if she went and she test drove that car, did you test drive it once or twice?
Test drove it once. I test drove it once physically, but I drove in that car a lot of times in my mind to the point one time I think I told you in a meeting we were talking and I said I was driving my other SUV, but in my mind I was driving the new one and it scared me for a minute because I was like, whoa, I was really in the car. I really felt like I was driving that car.
Well, and the reason that I had her to test drive it was because I knew that she would feel a certain way. And it is when your emotions and your thinking and pictures combine and come together that it drops down in your heart or spirit, and that it will be a different experience for you versus just looking at it on your vision board. You could smell it, you could feel it. How long did you test drive that car?
I must have been in that car at least 30 minutes. You know what? I think what happened was I went the first time and I walked around outside and nobody came. So I left.
I remember that.
And so then I ended up sending them a letter saying, hey, I was out here to test drive a car. Nobody came. Nobody helped me. And they actually called me back and said, Miss Troy, if you'll come back, we'll have the car ready for you to test drive. When I went, they didn't take ID, they didn't take a license, nobody was in the car. They was just like, here's the keys, just go ahead, and test drive the car and let us know what you think. And when you're ready, to buy, let us know. And so I had it for a good 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah, what did that feel like?
It felt good. It felt good driving in it. It feels great getting into it every morning now. It's like I love getting into my car. At first, I was driving and I'd go, what if people could tell I'm driving in a new car? But I love it. It was a good feeling. But I think part of it, like you said, it wasn't just the test driving of the car, but it was all the other things we were doing too, meeting. I journaled about it. I wrote, how you say script. I script about the car. So I did a lot of things to prep. Well, I'll say prep, but to kind of get me in the mindset of having it to the point when I got ready to buy the car. Initially, I just kept feeling like, Well, that's too expensive. I can't afford that. I want to retire. But by the time I got ready to buy the car, and because I had did the work, I was like, I can have that car if I want to.
Yeah. And so we had to deal with her analytical thinking. And she
Yes.
kept saying, I can't afford that Volvo. So what was your thinking around money?
So my thinking around money was, I felt like I couldn't afford it. It was too expensive. And what I realized, an aha moment for me was I was holding on to past beliefs about money. I kept telling myself, or when I was younger, you know how you get in debt with credit cards and all of that. So I had all that stuff paid off. So when I was younger, I didn't manage money well. And so I kept telling myself, the message I kept telling myself was, I don't really do so well with money. I don't really manage money well. And it really took me, I think right before I got that car, remember you and I were talking and I told you I had that aha moment. You do manage money well. Why do you keep saying that? When I went back to look at all the things that I was doing and things not just monetarily wise, but just how I was managing my finances. Purchases, savings, retirement, that whole kind of thing. When I looked at it, what I was saying was not matching up to what was actually happening, but I had to internally kind of let that go, that that's not what's going on right now.
You know, I love that because that was the old version of who you were. Those were old beliefs. And one thing I would say about you is that you've been very diligent because everybody, life is happening through you, not to you. Life is happening for you. And so when she began to shift her beliefs around money and how much she had, I always said, you have enough money. And she's very analytical, but she had to change that paradigm. She had to change her beliefs around money and the management of it. And she did a lot of scripting. I mean, you read everything. What else did we do?
I did scripting. I would listen, I would record, and I would listen to it every night. Those things that I wanted to manifest, I listened to it every night. I had a partner from when we first started, and you partnered us up. We continued to kind of meet, and we would get together by phone, and we would just kind of go over our goals. So we kind of helped to, when you kind of hit that low and you kind of didn't feel like you were seeing anything happening, we still continue to do it. And one of the things that I remember was after that first year of coaching with you, I woke up one morning and I realized my life had changed so much. And you always say, if you do the work, you will not recognize your life the next year. And when I tell you, when we started coaching, things were, this is not the first manifestation.
Absolutely.
This is not. And I think part of what happens is it's out there just because you're doing all of the things, like I say, scripting, reading, just the whole visualizing. That doesn't mean it's gonna come next week, and that doesn't mean it's gonna come tomorrow. You put it out there. Now you just need to sit and relax and knowing that it's coming. And so I had to get to that point. But what I will say is when you see even the small manifestations, that builds to me, it built up to the point of knowing, not wondering if it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. I'm just waiting on it to happen now. And so there's some other things that I want to manifest, and I know that they're happening, and I can't wait for them to happen. I'm just looking forward to it now.
Well, you know, because while you were awaiting, I said, stop wanting and start having. I mean, you manifested a new, a high profile position, homes and jobs and all of that.
Because I think when I first started, I wanted to move, so I
I remember that.
ended up manifesting a house. I wanted a new job. I was a little miserable in my job. I don't want to go into details, but I wanted a new job, and I ended up manifesting a new job, making more money than I was anticipating. And then I moved for my job, And so I put on the vision board because the first year I was in an apartment, and that was the first time in like years that I had lived in an apartment. And I was like, well, I can't stay here and just live in an apartment. So I wanted a townhouse. I found pictures of the townhouse that I wanted. I put it on my vision board. Once again, I scripted, I read it every day, you know, so that I could keep it fresh. Every day I read it. I had a journal that I wrote in. And even did 369 with some of that. And I have the townhouse that I had on my vision board. I'm
Wow.
living in it now.
Well, you know, I believe it because one thing about Karen is she's diligent about scripting, and her accountability partner that she met 3 years ago, they meet once a month. Accountability is just so big. But while she was getting in the vibration and changing her beliefs about that Volvo, I still haven't written in it, but when she comes to the ATL again, I want to ride. But she was stacking successes and stacking her faith and building her faith with the new job, the new town home, the other new home, and other powerful experiences that she was having. So for listeners, you know, take a look at what you do have, and that will really increase your faith. It was just this doggone Volvo that she had to change her beliefs. But once she changed her belief, the whole universe
Oof.
conspired. God
Yeah.
is just waiting on you.
So one of the things that I said was initially I want a new Volvo. I wrote down everything that I wanted in the Volvo. Everything that I wrote down is what I got. The color I wanted on the outside, the color on the inside, you know. And initially I was like, I want a new Volvo. Then I was like, I want a new Volvo free and clear with no car payment. I wrote that, I listened to that. And I will say this month I made my first car payment because I got it in January. And probably by next month, the car will be paid off in full.
Absolutely. And so I'm so glad you shared that. Thank you for your vulnerability. Simply because once you make the move, once you get out of your comfort zone, once you get out of your analytical mind, I always say God got a million ways, surprises, money surprises. You know, never limit yourself to your job. Never limit yourself to your pay period and how much ever you're making. And once she made the move, the whole universe said, oh, she's in an abundance mindset. Let me help her. Let me bring her some surprises, because God can get something to you from the north, west, east, or south. But as long as you stay in fear and lack, you're going to get more of that.
And you're right. I have to stay out of my analytical mind. And you've told me a million times you can't say how it's gonna come. Because sometimes I would look at what I have. Well, I don't have enough, or this is not. But what I know is I can't put limits on it. You know. And so I'm learning. You're right. You never know where it's gonna come from.
You never know. And this is what I want everybody to remember. You are an unlimited spirit with the capacity to manifest unlimited manifestations. If you would just be open to that. I heard of this one janitor. He was a janitor. Do not define yourself or limit yourself by your title. And somebody gave him an airplane. And so somebody said, well, what is he going to do with an airplane? I don't know. He could sell it. He could take lessons. You know, there are many things that he could do. But what I feel like you did, Karen, is that you opened yourself up to the unlimited supply of God.
Yeah, absolutely, I did. And I even remember a couple times when we were having sessions, I was expecting, I could feel that something was going to happen. I didn't know what, but I've been walking that every day. You know, I'll tell people sometimes you might want to just walk behind me to catch the favor that's falling off, because I really believe that there's more that's coming.
Right. And all of your manifestations, all the stuff you manifested, has that cumulatively, hope I got that out correctly, built your faith, and has it like positioned you to just believe for the unprecedented? I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but has that really made you bold? And tell us about that.
It has strengthened my faith. I believe in manifestation. I believe in God. The first part of the year, I did a 21-day fast. And typically I'll do a 21-day Daniel fast. But when I did this one, I did no social media, no TV. All I did was I did the fast, I read, I prayed, because I said I wanted to move up to a different level. And within that, now what I will say is, when you move up to a different level, you got to be prepared that some of the things that's going to come at you, they may be a little hard, but when you move up to that level, you've got to be prepared for that. And so even within that, after that fast, I had deaths, I had several other things come, but it didn't rock me, because I was grounded, just from coming out of that fast. I knew what I needed to do. I had, some things happen with some friends, and I just went right into prayer. Things that probably before I just would have just been like, oh. And so, yeah.
And that's why when I turn on 3D, 4D, and 5D, 3D is your problem, are your problems, your circumstances, how much money you got. And what we endeavor to do in our coaching is to keep you in 4 and 5D. 4D is imagination, seeing yourself already having it. 5D, meditation, prayer. When you're in those vibrations or in those dimensions, like she said, when she fasted and prayed those 21 days, it puts you on another level. And that's why, and I'm talking to everybody, come off of social media. I mean, don't stay on there 2 and 3 hours. Spend some intimate time, quiet time. They did a study and they said that people who devoted just 1 hour a day to any kind of spiritual practice had miraculous things to manifest in their lives. And Kay Rien was very diligent about journaling, scripting, what else? Visualization, 369.
We did 369. When we first did it, was it Pete, whose book that we went through, that
Pete
workbook?
Adams.
We went through the workbook. I'm trying to think, what else did I do?
What she was doing, the inner work, and we know that your life is just an outpicturing of who you are on the inside. And so, since she's in another dimension and walking in a different version of herself, and if you're watching this, you can see how beautiful she looks and has a glow about her. She's in a different dimension now. And so when you're in different dimensions, stuff comes to you that what can't get to you when you just in 3D looking at your circumstances, looking at the black and white of things, etc. So anything else you want to share, Corinne?
I would just say, if they get an opportunity to coach, do it. If you don't get an opportunity to coach, but you get an opportunity to come to one of the masterminds, you will see, that's just a start. You come to one of the masterminds, that's a start. It'll point you in the right direction. I would also say, even when it doesn't look like
Oh, so glad you said that.
things are happening. Don't just feel like, okay, I haven't seen this. Things aren't happening. They're happening. They're moving. They're just not moving in this realm, but they're moving. So, don't quit and don't get discouraged. Because we all sometimes get a little discouraged. You gotta just keep pressing through and keep pressing through.
So
And
what was
it's hard. I don't mean, when I say press through, it's not hard. I just. You can turn off one TV show and meditate or visualize, or me, I wrote things on index cards, and I kept those index cards in my purse. And when I just had some downtime, I would just flip through the index cards and read those things that I want to manifest. And when things would happen, if I got it, I annotated on those cards. I mean, I the Volvo's off the vision board, the townhouse is off the vision board.
And you went through, you've been through some difficult times personally.
Yeah.
And so it just has not been easy for her. And but she's very diligent. And the one thing about a coach is I would say to her, I see things happening in your life. I see things changing in your life. I told my guy who works with my physical coach trainer, I said, I don't see any change in my abs. But he said, trust me. And so the other week when I was walking, I'm like, ooh, you looking good. But see, he knows your coach can see before. And so it's just been an honor to work with you. Just share a little bit about what are the retreats like, that last retreat we had?
When I tell you the retreats are awesome, the ladies that come, we haven't had any men come yet, but we're looking forward to them. They're more than welcome. We will accept you too, but we have just, I want to say a sisterhood, and it doesn't matter if you've never been there before. When you walk out of there, you have 9 or 10 other people that are going to support you, that are going to lift you up, that are going to be in your corner, that are going to cheer you on. If that's, if that's what you want, if that's what you need. When we get in the retreats, we're vulnerable. The way I look at it is, I spent money, I flew in, I got a hotel, I'm gonna lay it all on the table and let y'all help me figure it out, because I done paid the money. It's no use in coming in there trying to be cute. No, we gonna cry if you need to. But if you're honest and if you're vulnerable and if you really want to see some change in your life, come on to the retreat.
Yeah, and it's in such a luxurious place, and the one that, because y'all know this year I'm doing Atlanta, California, Chicago. So the West Coast is going to be San Diego. So I'm getting my place, the venue together. But this last group is such a connection there.
Yeah.
And I must say that out of all of my group, this last group, you guys are so connected still.
We cheer each
And
other on. When somebody in the group does something, you feel it. You're excited on the inside. It's a genuine excitement. You're happy for them. You want to do the happy dance.
And so anybody, if you're interested in doing a discovery call with me, email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. No pressure from me. I just want to hear from you, see where you are, see if we are vibrational match. And I have a guarantee, if you're willing to do the inner work, you will not recognize the landscape of your life at the end of a year.
You've got to be willing to do the inner work. And one thing about it, you're a coach, you're a counselor, and she's spiritually connected. You might not tell her some stuff, but she already know when she gets on there. And you, like I say, if you're willing to do the work and be vulnerable, you will see some change.
And I merge God, spirituality. So somebody said to me, "Well, I'm Hindu." I said, "So I believe in Buddha. So I believe in hugging trees." Because spirituality really has nothing to do with any of that, but I merged spirituality, my therapeutic counseling background, because I do dig in your stuff.
He does. She does. But you know what? The way I look at it again, that's free counseling. If she digging, I'm gonna lay it all out.
That's nothing but the truth, and science, and then the spirit does speak to me. So sometimes I'll get on a call, and like today, one of my former clients, she's an attorney. I text her and I said, "You've been on my mind all day long, sending you love and prayers. I don't know what's happening to you." I haven't talked to her in a year, but I text her today, and you want somebody that is in the spirit, because you need somebody deeper than just that 3D stuff. I could give you theories and steps and strategies, but it needs to be the breath of the spirit needs to be on it.
That's true.
This is so powerful. Well, thank you so much, everybody. I'm going to go to these quick commercials, and then we're going to come back. Before we go, what's your thinking about money now? That new belief that you changed to?
Well, one of the beliefs is I do well with money. I do a lot better than I was giving myself credit for. And so now I give myself credit for it. But also, it's not just about what's in my bank account or what I see when I start looking, you know, money, that kind of thing. I don't have that, oh my gosh, you know, I don't have this, or I don't walk in that lack mentality now.
Yeah, you sure don't. That's what that I wanted to end with that, because when I come back, I'm going to talk to you about how really there's unlimited supply and money comes to you now because you welcome it. You made space for it because you said, oh, come to me, money. I manage money well. And it starts coming to you. It did, and it will continue to do so.
It does. And right. Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're so welcome. Thank you for sharing from your heart. Everybody, I'm going to be right back, and I'm going to be coaching you on money, prosperity, the fact that you are an unlimited spirit, and that the whole universe is conspiring to get your highest good to you. Did you know that money has an ear? And that money has to obey you? I'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Are you ready to live a life beyond your wildest dream? Constance Arnold is a seasoned and experienced professional licensed counselor for 25 years and a certified success life coach, and would love to partner with you to create your dreams. She's coached and trained over 10,000 clients on 5 continents and has a proven track record of success. Constance will assist you in getting a clear vision for your life and develop customized strategies, projects, and action steps to begin manifesting your dream. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com and visit her website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
When I'm back, everybody, wasn't that a powerful testimony? So here we go. I'm going to be coaching you on money, on prosperity. I love Karen's testimony. So I'm going to be laying the groundwork and teaching you how you can shift and change your thinking about money or prosperity. So let me say this. God desires for you to live in prosperity, whatever that means for you. You know, the Bible says, I wish above all things that you should prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. What is your soul? That's where your beliefs are. All of your programming about money comes from your childhood, from your experiences, from your perspectives, and from your beliefs. And so all of those experiences and beliefs are backed up with emotion. For example, if you ever got evicted from your house as a child, that's emotional. And you may still remember that. Or you might remember going to the store and asking your mom or dad for something, and they said, we can't afford that, kind of like I did. And I said on the inside of me, when I grow up, I'm going to have everything I want. And that's exactly what I did with no responsibility. So we're going to talk about when you change anything, it comes from the inside. So we know folk who've had the lottery experience, NFL players who got a lot of money on the outside. Y'all remember this, but whatever you do not have in consciousness on the inside, you will not keep. I'm a testament to that. Many decades ago, made $500,000 a year, spent it, didn't know anything about investing. Really, I was spending. I never had that much money before. I had never had major contracts like that before. So even though I was being very generous with others, subconsciously, I still had a poverty mentality. You know, I didn't care what anything cost. And so my second time around, because on the inside of me, I had a consciousness of wealth. It was more a vibration. Yes, spend, but also invest. So you got to know that your brain and your subconscious have been wired around money. You right now, you walking around, you got a program in the back of your mind about money, about spending, about investing. So it's running all of the time. We know that 95% of what we do every day is directed by our subconscious. And so in the back of your mind, you might be thinking or saying, I can never make six figures, or I don't have enough money for that. Or you may tell the kids, we can't afford that, or I would never get a raise. I'd have to have a degree, whatever it is. So you have a permanent money blueprint, like Karen, until she changed her belief around money, she would have never gotten that new car. She said it was when she changed her belief that I am a good money manager that things begin to happen for her. So what is your money blueprint? Because life is happening through you. Life is happening as you, not to you. So even though when I was in church for like 25 years, I heard, you know, verses like all your needs will be met according to his riches and glory. I knew it in my head. I wanted to believe it, but it never got in my heart. So for those of you who are in church, you've been tithing, you know, I've heard the story. You've been giving, you've been sacrificing, but still money has not shown up in your life. It's not God. What are your core beliefs around money? You see, now I give from a place of abundance, knowing that I'm one with God, I'm loved by God, and I'm one with all there is. So really, it's not a head thing, it's a heart thing. You've heard me say your heart is 5,000 times more powerful than just your head. So you can think I'm abundant. You can, that's why affirmations don't work. You can say, unless you really have it in your heart, you can say, I am abundant, I am prosperous, but that dominant blueprint, that dominant programming that's on the inside of you, your subconscious will win every time. With your conscious mind, you may want it. Karen, she wanted it, but it was only when she scripted over and over again and journaled and changed her belief system. And I'm going to teach you exactly how to do that around money, that things change for her. So I know I'm going to have to probably do part two because I really need a whole hour. So it's getting it in your heart. Everything is heartfelt. We know that your outer world, whatever's happening in your outer world right now, is just a reflection of your inner world of thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and consciousness. So as within, so without. So what are your dominant feelings? Because y'all see, it's your feelings that imbue and fuel and give energy to. Emotions is just energy in motion. And so when you get a hold of your emotions, feelings, and your mind, you can create anything. So a lot of people have been saying, I am abundant, I am prosperous, but it's coming from their head. But if you've meditated on, like I have, I'm one with God and one with all there is, and that includes money. If you meditate on that and you get it in your heart and you know that it's true, you can then say it in an affirmation, and it will really happen in your life. Y'all got to remember, we're not trying to create anything. Everything is already finished. Everything is already done. In the quantum world, all possibilities exist. It's when our beliefs from our heart, you know, if I say, you just won $20 million, what are you going to say? You're going to start screaming. You're going to get emotional. So it's not thinking alone, but it is your thinking, your feelings, and your emotions. Whatever energy around money you are constantly vibrating out, that's what you're going to get. So we know that God wants us to have money. These are some things that I feel like you really need to think about. So, see, if you do what I ask you to do, it's a lot of things I don't know, but I know about money, success, business, changing your core belief systems, relationships. And like Kareen said, that if you do the inner work, and it don't have to take long. For me, it took longer because I was still learning. But in the quantum world, when you truly align with something, and when you know something, and when you become that, that's when things can happen. So ask yourself this question. Understand that your money beliefs were formed in your childhood, and unless until you change those, you're going to be operating from that. You also know that when you don't change those beliefs, and when you stay in that old blueprint, I heard somebody say the other day, you know, it takes two people these days to make it. Well, no, it doesn't. That's your belief system. One man told me, well, you know, my wife got to work because it takes two. Well, no, it doesn't. That's your belief system. Well, Constance, you know, you need about four side hustles to really get enough money. So are you saying that God cannot download to you one millionaire idea that could radically change your life? Because life is happening, what? Through your belief systems. So you need to identify what your money blueprint is, what your script is, what your story is around money. So it may show up in your adult life like this. These are some of the stuff you that people are saying. It takes money to make money. You know, money don't grow on trees. You think of your own money story, your own money script, or if it ain't, somebody said this to me the other day. If it ain't one thing, it's another. Well, you got to realize that all of those statements are beliefs. And what are they rooted in? Fear. Fear and lack are the dominant energies. And so we know that we manifest from the energy behind our beliefs, the energy behind our thinking. So when people say stuff like, if it ain't one thing, it's another. What is the emotion behind that? What picture are you seeing in your mind? I know people are talking about, I'm not in the de denial, but if you talk about, well, you know, the price of eggs. Somebody was talking to me about that in the grocery store, and I didn't even know this person, but I chose not to partake of that. It's not that I'm in denial, it's that I realized that all possibilities exist. So if you're watching this, yes, the possibility of the price of eggs has gone up. That's true, but I'm going to take my thinking over here to the next possibility of I have unlimited, thank you, Father. I have unlimited prosperity and abundance to buy as many eggs as I want to. So you're going to isolate, focus in on that new belief, that new probability, possibility, not denying that the old exists. So how do you feel when you say, I can't afford that? Or I got to work for 30 years before I can retire. Who said that? Who is there another possibility? How do you feel? I know so many people who are saying, well, I got 3 years to go. And they look so sad, so defeated, so frustrated, not really wanting to go to work every day. So is there, a possibility that you could choose something different? So I want you to identify and write down your current money beliefs. I want you to write it down. It might be, I got to have a degree to make more money. I think I shared last week, I know of a guy who was a janitor, and he was just in the vibration of unlimited abundance. Somebody gave him an airplane. You might be saying, what is a janitor going to do with an airplane. Well, he could sell it, he could learn how to fly it, but never tie what you can have to your income. I love what John Randolph Price said, that no person, God is your unlimited source of supply. That has been one of the most difficult lessons that I've had to learn. No person, place, thing, job, income, business is my unlimited source of supply. It is what? It is only a channel. So these are some questions that I want you to write down and meditate on. What are your money habits? Are you a spender or a saver? Do you really believe that you deserve money and abundance? You know, I'm looking out here. I was driving yesterday. All of the trees in Atlanta, the dogwood trees are blossoming. And I'm like, look at the splendor of God, the unlimited supply of the Spirit. What are your beliefs and confidence around you making money? I have had a real estate agent, and she was only selling $300,000 houses. And I asked her, well, why is that? Because her belief was, and her confidence was, that's all I can sell. I said, but if you shift and change your belief, could you be selling a $1 million house? We took about 30 or 60 days. We wrote down her new beliefs. She meditated on them, pondered them, thought about them. Then she thought about what would it feel to get the commission. I had her to write down, what would it feel like to get the commission from a $1 million house? What would you do? What would your husband say? Would you guys do something different? What would you buy for your house? So getting her in the place, like the Bible says, when you pray, believe you receive. So if you already have something, you're excited about it. So for about 30 or 60 days, she just stayed in the vibration of, this is who I am. She stepped into that new version of herself like Karen did, because what she had changed her belief system. And of course, you know the story, because she had meditated, lived in, she had abided in, that she had occupied the version of, I sell $1 million houses, not just with her thinking, but it was heartfelt. And now she's in the $1 million club. All right. So you're going to write down your new beliefs. Get out a piece of paper, guys. Write down your new beliefs, your new stories, and your new way of thinking. And remember that it is your emotions behind that. So as you meditate means to ponder over and over. Remember, your heart is what? Say it with me. 5,000 times more powerful than your head. And we're meditating to get it from our head into our heart. So somebody asked me the other day, I want to talk to you, Constance. I want you to teach on how do I visualize about abundance. And I said to her, you cannot visualize without dealing with the negative emotions, which is what I just asked you to do around money and your feelings about it. Because those feelings, unless you reprogram it, they're going to rise up every day. So when you're in meditation, you're in that fifth dimension. That's where you're one with God. That's when I had to learn, okay, you can make $500,000. And I begin to see that. I begin to feel that. My mentor told me to take a copy of all of my checks. But the second time around, I saw myself investing. I saw myself doing things a different way, coming from a belief that I'm one with God and I'm one with all money. Does God ever run out of money? No. Is there a shortage with God? But it took me months to get that down in my spirit. So write it down. And we know that when you're in that theta state, that relaxed state, that's when your subconscious is really programmed. You're going to meditate on it. Whatever your new beliefs are, I'm going to give you some. You're going to roll it around in your head over and over again. And then you would think about, what would it feel like if this was really true in my life, what would my family be thinking? How would I feel? So you find your own, but I'm just going to give you some new beliefs, like Karian did, that will get you in the belief system, in the vibration of what you desire. So one is by Florence Scovel Sheen. All that is mine by divine right is now released and reaches me in great avalanches of abundance under grace in miraculous ways. What would that feel like? An avalanche is so massive, so big. What would you do with the avalanche of abundance? Where would you go? What would you look like? So what would happen in your life if you just meditated on that? Now, we know it takes 21 times 3 days for your brain to be rewired and to create new neurological pathways. But when you meditate on just that one thing, what are you doing? You're stacking, shifting, changing your consciousness. You're getting it from your head to your heart. So when you are resolute, when you've been in a theta state with this belief, this is just one, you choose your own, man, things will begin to happen. Remember, it's your energy on the inside that vibrates and matches the frequencies, matches the everything that's already been given to you. If you're a Christian, the finished works of Christ. If you're in the quantum world, all things are possible. Y'all, it's a universal law that when your energy matches the energy, if you're meditating on an iPhone, when the two align, this will show up in your life. These are just some more. God delights in my prosperity. Avalanches of abundance come to me now under grace in perfect ways. I am happy, healthy, wealthy, and successful. I'm so grateful that I'm able to create the life that I want for me and my family. I have a positive mindset. Some things that I say is that I'm one with God and one with all there is. I'm one with money. Money is looking for me. Money is my divine inheritance. I'm living out of my inheritance. So I reprogram myself. You know, the Bible says, be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind. But it's not just a programming. I'm talking so fast because I'm almost out of time. It's the vibration of, this is who I am. I am abundant. Avalanches of abundance. God delights. That means God is excited. God delights in my prosperity. See yourself already having money. See money coming to you. Money surprises coming to you from other places other than your job or your income. See yourself already having that new car like Karian did. See yourself already moving into your new home. See and feel yourself already giving to your charity or to your church. I remember once I've always been very generous, not bragging, but it's just the truth. But I sent one pastor and his wife on a cruise. I paid for that, gave him a luxury car. They had not had that. Another pastor and his wife, I did the same thing. You know, just I've given away cars. Why? I gave it from abundance because I'm like, I'm abundant, I'm rich, and I know if I give, it's going to come back to me. Have you ever heard somebody wealthy who loses everything who says, I have it back in a year? Why is that? Because they have a consciousness. They have a belief that I am abundant. So everything I'm teaching you today, if you would just take the time, answer all of those questions, and then find for yourself a scripture, a mantra. You've heard me say, I know one man, all he meditated on was, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. All it takes is one word from God. All it takes for one belief to get in your spirit where you can say, I'm open to receive that million-dollar idea where I'm going to serve the world, but also become wealthy. Generational wealth begins with me. Whatever it has to be heartfelt. You have to get it in your heart. You have to meditate on it every day until it becomes who you are. And with emotion and with resolute faith, not looking to your 3D world. Your 3D world is old news. Your 3D world is dead, and it is only when you give energy to, oh, I only got $20 in my checking account. It's only when you give energy to that that it comes alive. Take your energy, go into that 5D world, meditate. And knowing that you may not see anything, feel anything, like Corinne said, but you're being rewired. Your brain is being rewired. You're putting in a new program until it becomes your default program. You're changing your money blueprint. I know I was talking fast, but I gave you some gems that you can listen to. And I'm going to say, I guarantee, if you would take this, if this is the only thing you work on all year long, is to align your beliefs, reprogram your subconscious around money, abundance, and prosperity. If you focus in on that, and I tell clients, now you just can't do it for 30 minutes. I mean, all day long, put yourself back in that state. Oh, no. I have more than enough. I had a client, I said, it don't cost any money to window shop. Go window shopping in your mind. Go window shopping online. Go window shopping in person. And I used to say, I'll be back for you to whatever I desire. I needed a whole show, everybody. Next week, I'm going to give you a little bit more, but this is my money, prosperity, abundance coaching. Why don't you email me for a discovery call so that I can help you get aligned with the wealth, prosperity, and abundance that is waiting for you? Constance at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. All right, more in 2024. Enjoy your week.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.